You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. We have some redistricting whiplash for you in New York, Florida, and New Hampshire. In New York, after the congressional district map gerrymandered by Democrats was ruled unconstitutional, a state court has created its own map, which throws multiple incumbents into races against each other, including U.S. House Judiciary and Oversight Chairs Representative Jerry Nadler and Carolyn Maloney in the newly drawn 12th congressional district. In Florida, a court-ordered alternative map to the congressional map Governor Ron DeSantis signed has had its stay lifted. The state is expected to appeal to stop it, but voting groups have asked that any appeal be fast-tracked directly to the Florida Supreme Court. The DeSantis map dilutes the heavily African-American congressional District 5 in North Florida, reducing the chances that a black member of Congress would be elected. The court's map keeps most of District 5 intact. Florida has a constitutional amendment forbidding gerrymandering for partisan purposes. In New Hampshire, another congressional map proposal has been made, tempering earlier proposals which gerrymandered the state's two congressional districts to be uncompetitive. But an independent citizen mapping group says Senate Bill 200 is only slightly less bad than the previous proposals. Governor Chris Sununu has pledged to veto gerrymandered maps, but has already signed heavily gerrymandered New Hampshire Senate and Executive Council maps. We have more information and links to the groups fighting gerrymandering at our website, AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. For the American Democracy Minute, I'm Brian Beal.